Sometimes, when I'm lying in my bed at night, staring up at the darkened ceiling, I think that the greatest problem in the English-speaking world is that we don't understand love. It's a lack of vocabulary. That's what I've decided. We have one word, love, and we expect it to mean everything, only it's clunky and imprecise and leads to misunderstandings and anger and frustration and tears. The ancient Greeks, I think, had a better system. Multiple love words. A love word for every possible occasion. If you love your friend, you've got philia. If you love your mom, you've got storge. If you love the sexy, sexy guy who sits across from you in biology, you have eros. And if you feel some great, cosmic, unconditional love for God or the universe or your fellow man, you have agape. There are others, actually, but those are the mains. So while in English we may have beautiful sentiments like love is love, clearly eros is not storge, unless you are Oedipus, and then you have a problem. Anyway, the specificity of the Greek system has always appealed to me. I guess philia is probably my favorite. I don't exactly understand agape, and eros is not something I ever expect to experience myself. But philia is love for the masses. Everyone has a friend. At least, I hope they do. My greatest source of philia is Bethany Newman, who has been my best friend since we were 8. I have other friends, of course, but Bethany is special because she looks at me and sees me exactly as I am. I really philia her for that. I was philia-ing her a little less this morning, though, when I woke up to find her sitting on my kneecaps. She was smiling at me with a smile that was too wide to look at first thing upon waking. It was more like a mid-afternoon smile, and I've already had 2 cups of coffee smile. "Ow," I said. "The pool opens today," she replied. She bounced a little. "Did you forget?" I kind of had, being asleep and all. Our town had splurged and installed a heating system in one of our outdoor pools, which meant it opened on the 1st of May instead of over Memorial Day, like the rest of the pools in the area. I remembered that we'd talked about going last night, but I didn't remember agreeing to wake up at the crack of dawn for it. "My knees don't bend that way," I said, shoving her off. "Why are you waking me up to tell me about the pool?" "We were supposed to go shopping," she said, "half an hour ago. It's 11:30. "It is not," I said, but it did seem kind of bright out. I'd set my alarm for 10. Hadn't I? I was pretty sure I had. I felt around on the bedside table for my glasses and then for my phone. "Where's my phone?" "I have no idea. Come on, Afra, get up." I sat up slowly. It wasn't regular shopping Bethany wanted to do. It was bathing suit shopping, which is the worst kind of shopping. Bright lights, spandex, those hygienic liners that don't make me feel any better about trying on a suit 50 other people have already tried on, even with underwear. I had agreed to go, though, because Bethany came to me last week with a plan. And Bethany so seldom has plans that I felt like I had to go along with it. The plan was agreed upon the night of junior prom. Bethany and I went together with a bunch of other girls, and while we were there, we saw Greg D'Agostino with a bunch of his friends from the swim team. He was in a tux, and he looked, possibly, even hotter than usual. Bethany really wanted to ask him to dance, and spent nearly the whole night trying to work up the nerve. Around 10:30, she decided to walk by him during a slow song and hope he'd take the hint. Except by then, he'd already left. So, Now we had a plan to throw Bethany's bikini-clad body in front of Greg D'Agostino until he magically notices her, falls in love, technically in Eros, but Bethany doesn't appreciate the Greek system like I do. And then, I'm not really sure what happens after that. I guess maybe he'll ask her out, and then they'll go out. And then Bethany will, with any luck, be able to speak more than 4 words to him. This seems a little unlikely to me, but I haven't said anything because I'm sure Bethany already knows that.